Dr. Clark here. Let's talk about the danger of eating yeast and being gluten sensitive. Here's the thing. There is a phenomenon called cross-reaction, and this is where we have a problem with gluten and yeast. Gluten sensitivity is when you develop an immune system reaction to the gluten or some part of wheat, which means it's inflammatory for you, and you start developing antibodies. Now, antibodies are like little flashing adhesive strobe lights that are designed to attach onto a specific invader so that your immune system, like your army, can find the invader and kill it. Okay? So when you have gluten sensitivity, you make antibodies, or you make these strobe lights, to various parts of wheat. Could be gluten, could be gliadin, could be glutenin, could be wheat germ agglutinin, could be a bunch of things. But you make antibodies to this. So when you go on a gluten-free diet, theoretically what you're doing is you're not eating gluten at all anymore, or anything that's got gluten in it. And so what's supposed to happen over time is your antibodies will slowly kind of, disappear. They'll senesce, as we call it. They'll just kind of expire. However, if you're not eating gluten, but you're eating something that can cross-react with gluten, you're going to have a problem. So yeast is a cross-reactor. Here's what that means. If you can imagine that here is this thing called gluten, and this is the thing that you're making an antibody to, okay? Well, if you stop eating that, but you start eating something that looks like this, this is pretty close to this, wouldn't you agree? So to your immune system, this is close enough. And so this strobe light antibody will bind onto this thing and cause you to have the same type of immune system response as gluten, even though this thing you're eating isn't gluten. That's called cross-reaction, and yeast will do that. What kind of yeast? Brewer's yeast and baker's yeast, Saccharomyces cerevisiae. So what does that mean? That means if you're on a gluten-free diet, okay, and you're eating yeast still, you probably should stop and see how much better you do. Now, there are other cross-reactors. Coffee's a cross-reactor. All milk products are cross-reactors. Now, there's tests you can do to see if, you have elevated antibodies to these things. But really, if you just want to be smart and save your money, if you know you're gluten sensitive, you need to not be eating yeast. Okay, that's probably a pretty good idea until you can do some testing and, confirm it. So, that means no gluten-free beer, right? No gluten-free yeasted bread. You got to watch out. Now, don't be surprised if you had been on a gluten-free diet for a while, you're feeling okay, but maybe it wasn't the huge turnaround you thought. But now you find out by watching this video that you're eating yeast, and maybe that's cross-reacting and causing more of an immune system response. Don't be surprised if you eliminate yeast that you actually start to feel better. Now, the other cross-reactors I've mentioned in this series are coffee. 10% of coffee is a protein that cross-reacts with gliadin antibodies, and all dairy products. Now, important point. It doesn't mean that they for sure always do that. We know from some research findings and some lab findings from Cyrex that this can happen and does happen frequently, but it's not guaranteed to happen, which is why they developed a test where you can do some blood testing and see if you've got elevated antibodies to dairy products and antibodies to yeast. And the line of thought goes, if you've got elevated antibodies to these things and you're on a gluten-free diet, chances are you're probably cross-reacting. Now, I can tell you that, practically speaking, what it means is you just shouldn't eat these things. That's what it means. Especially if you have an autoimmune disease, you really shouldn't eat them. Now, if you want to spend the money and plunk it down and see if that's you, go for it. But what you should know for sure, knowledge is power here, there is a phenomenon called cross-reaction, and it's a real thing. And I know because I get hundreds of emails a week from people telling me, oh my God, I eliminated milk and it was a huge change. I didn't know. Same thing goes for yeast. Brewer's yeast and baker's yeast, so that's all your gluten-free beers as well as your yeasted gluten-free products, you should probably avoid to be super sure you're not going to have a gluten response. Now, the last sort of light at the end of the tunnel is this. Theoretically, if you avoided those things and weren't eating gluten and weren't exposed for 9 months or 12 months, you could probably eat yeast, okay, and not have that cross-reaction thing happen. However, it is possible that by eating the yeast, you could stimulate more gluten antibodies. And thus, you start the problem all over again. So, and a lot of people, only time will tell. I hope that made sense. So, yeast is a cross-reactor. Milk products are cross-reactors. Coffee is a cross-reactor. So, to be safe, you want to avoid those.